We begin today with lesson number 40 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We have finished the first 10 chapters. In Maseches Kelim, there are a total of 30 chapters, and each group of 10 of them are known as a bova, a gate. So just like we have in Seder Nezikin, three mesechtos, which are really three divisions of one super large mesechta, and that's Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. So too in Meseches Kelim, which is very large, 30 prokim, the first 10 prokim are known as Bava Kama, the second as Bava Metzia, and the final 10 prokim are known as Bava Basra. So we have completed Bava Kama of Maseches Kelim, and now we begin Bava Metzia of Maseches Kelim with the 11th Perek and the first Mishnah. In the first 10 Prokim, Bava Kama, we have studied mainly the Dinim of Klecheres, of earthenware Kelim. From this point on, until the end of the 14th Perek, we will be learning the dinim of kelei matros, of metal kelim. Kelei matros pshutehem umikablehem temei. We learnt back in Perek Beis, with reference to kelei cheres, that if the kelei cheres is flat and has no base kibul, has no way of receiving anything, it's not like a cup or a bowl, just flat, it's not mikabel tum at all. However, when it comes to metal kelim, even pshute klei matres, a flat piece of metal, if it is a utensil in some way, a sword, for example, a knife, a saw, they are mikabel tum. And the reason is because a kli cheres, a kli eitz, a kli or, a kli etzem, etc., are compared in the posuk in Chumash Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, posuk Lamed Beis, to a sack. A sack. And a sack is a dovor hamakabel. A sack is designed to carry things in it. So too, those types of kelim, kli cheres being a primary one, which are compared in the posuk to a sack, must have a base kibble like a sack, must be designed to contain something, like a sack is designed to contain something. Otherwise, it's not mekabel tuma. But metal kelim are never compared in the parsha, in the psukim, to a sack. And therefore, metal kelim are tome, whether they are pshutim, they're just flat without a base kibul, or mikableyen, whether they are like cups, buckets, and whatnot, and they are mikabel, and they are mikabel, and they're mikabel tume. Nishperu, if a metal vessel, a kli matches, which became tome, is broken, then it is now tohor. Chozar v'yoso mehem kelim. If you take the broken bits of the metal keli and reassemble them, reconstitute a new keli, chazru l'tumoson hayishono. This is a special gezeiras chachomim, which only applies to kli matches, that if it's broken and becomes tohor, if it's rebuilt, reshaped, reformed, it reverts to its original state of tuma. It's gzeira d'rabbanon, and it's discussed in detail in Maseches Shabbos in the sugya of Daf Tesayin Amud Beis. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer lo lechol tuma. When we say that a broken and reassembled klei matches reverts to its original state of tuma, it's not for every type of tuma. Elo l'tumas hanefesh. It only applies to tumas meis. So if you have a metal vessel which is tomei tumas meis, and it's broken, it's now tohor. If it's reassembled, It goes back and is again Tomei Tumas Meis. However, it was Tomei some other Tumas Sheretz, and broken, then it remains Tohar forever, even if it is reassembled, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis continues and says, Kol Kli Matchus Sheyesh Lo Shem Bifnei Atzmo Tomei. A Kli Matchus, which has a name in and of itself, it's called something, a saw, a bucket, etc., it is Tomei, meaning it is Mekabel Tumah, whether it has a base kibul or whether it's a Pshute Kli Matchus and has no base kibul. However, there are certain metal kelim which have specific names, specifically designated names, and they are not Mekabel Tumah, and they are listed in the Mishnah. Now, Chutz Min HaDeles, a door made of metal, Umin HaNeger, a neger is a type of latch, metal latch for a door, Umin HaManol, a lock made for a door, V'haPoso, Shetachas HaTzir, the tzir, the hinge in the primitive doors in ancient times, in the time of the Mishnah, was not the type of hinge that we have now along the side of the door, but rather the hinge was like a protruding vertical object protruding up above the top of the door or down below the bottom of the door, and it was inserted into the mashkof, into the lintel above the door, and into the threshold under the door. And the door kind of revolved that way. So in order that this tzir, this hinge, not keep grinding away at the ground under the door, they would put a posa, a kind of a cup-shaped metal object, under the tzir, which would contain the tzir and not allow it to burrow further in the ground or in the lintel above the door. V'hatzir, and the hinge itself made of metal. V'hakoro, some say a koro is a kind of metal object which is placed above the door for some purpose that I'm not familiar with, and the Mefarshim have difficulty understanding its function. But some say the koro is either spelt, not as we spell it now, Gerso Kuf Vav Reish Hei, but Kuf Reish Vav Aleph. And some say even if it's spelled Kuf Vav Reish Hei, it means the same thing. It means something which calls. It's a knocker, which is affixed to the front of the door. Someone wants to knock on the door. He uses this metal knocker to hack the door, to bang the door, and in that way it gets heard. The people say, hey, who's there? But it's made of metal. Where are we? V'hatzinor. And the pipe. It seems that this pipe is not just a pipe from the roof, but rather it too is a pipe with functions in as part of the door, under the tzir in the door, to contain the tzir as the posa does. But whereas the posa is cup-shaped, the tzinor is shaped like a pipe. It's like a tube. It has no. It's hollow inside. It has no bottom to it, as a posa cup would. In any case, all of the above function as part of a door, and normally a door is affixed to the ground. Shana'asu lakarka. So all of these things, therefore, are tools or utensils which are used b'mechuba lakarka. They're used when they are attached to the ground. They're part of a building or of a structure attached to the ground. And the rule is, kol ha-mechuba lakarka, harehu kakarka. Everything attached to the ground is like the ground. The ground is not mekabel tumah. Neither are all these objects, even though they are metal. Some of them have a base kibul, like the posa. Some do not have a base kibul, like the delas itself. They're not mekabel tumah because they are mechuba lakarka. The Rambam writes that even before they are affixed to the door, if you have these locks and hinges and latches and whatnot, and they're not affixed to the door. This just came out of the factory and they're lying on the table somewhere. They're also not mekabel tumah because they are designed to be mishtamesh bekarka. And something which is designed to be used as part of the ground or connected to the ground is by definition not mekabel tumah. And so we have finished Mishnah Beis of Perek Yud Aleph, and in the process concluded lesson number 40.